Innovation doesn't have to be a choice between small tweaks and bet the company disruption. The power of little ideas reveals a powerful middle approach that's been hiding in plain sight, powering some of history's most remarkable business transformations. When Steve Jobs returned to Apple in 1997, he didn't immediately create revolutionary products. He revitalized the Mac by surrounding it with complementary innovations like iTunes, iPods, and Apple stores. This third-way approach has become required reading at companies like Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft because it offers a path to explosive growth without the 70-95% failure rates of disruptive innovation. This approach works by creating a family of complementary innovations around an unchanged core product. These innovations must function as a cohesive system, fulfilling a compelling customer promise and require close central management. Unlike ecosystems of autonomous entities, each innovation must be deliberately selected and actively managed. The approach is particularly valuable when your core product is mature or commoditized, breaking the link between risk and reward by allowing large returns from relatively small ideas. When facing existential threats, both Lego and Apple discovered the third way's transformative power. After losing $700 million in a quarter with market share at just 4.6%, Jobs streamlined operations by cutting 70% of products to focus on four Mac models. The 2001 turning point came through complementary innovations, the iPod, iTunes, and Apple stores. Critics initially dismissed the $399 Mac-only iPod as overpriced. iTunes Music Store proved them wrong, selling 5 million songs in 8 weeks and capturing 70% of legal downloads within months. These innovations evolved into transformative products, the iPod leading to the iPhone in 2007, followed by the App Store and iPad, driving explosive growth. Lego's crisis began when growth stalled in 1993. After unsuccessfully tripling product releases and abandoning its brick-based identity for electronic toys, the company was a financial disaster by 2003. Salvation came through Bionicle, construction pieces supported by multimedia storytelling. This inspired reorganization around story-driven construction sets with complementary innovations, resulting in 21% annual sales growth and 36% profit growth from 2007 to 2015. Implementing the third way requires four crucial decisions. First, choose your key product, one of your crown jewels, that advances strategic goals and represents your company's identity. This product should remain stable medium term, though this may create resistance, as Jobs demonstrated when eliminating 70% of Apple's product line. Second, craft your promise, a commitment unifying all complementary innovations. An ideal promise addresses an underserved customer need, leverages your expertise, and reinforces your brand. Victoria's Secret exemplified this by redefining itself with refined sensuality, transforming stores from Victorian to luxury aesthetics, and expanding into complementary products, capturing 35% market share while competitor Fredericks closed its last physical store. Third, identify specific innovations that fulfill your promise by examining the customer activity chain, consumption chain, and value chain. Filter ideas based on their importance to your promise, connection to your key product, feasibility, and whether they form a minimum viable portfolio. Finally, determine who will deliver each innovation, people throughout your organization and potentially outside experts. The solution integrator must lead a cross-functional team that maintains customer centricity while coordinating previously disconnected groups. GoPro transformed from a simple waterproof camera company to a $1.6 billion business by embracing the third way. While Sony offered technically superior cameras, GoPro built an ecosystem around their core promise, helping customers capture and share adventures. This ecosystem included over 100 mounting accessories, waterproof housings, stabilization gimbals, and specialized lighting. They developed free editing software, mobile apps, and cloud storage solutions, while their GoPro Awards program built community by rewarding user-generated content. The results were striking. GoPro's YouTube channel gained over 3 million subscribers and billions of views, compared to Sony's Action Cam channel with fewer than 100,000 subscribers. This ecosystem approach led to 91% annual growth over 5 years and 42% market share versus Sony's 8%. Sony's failure demonstrates that technical superiority alone isn't enough. Success requires building an integrated ecosystem that helps customers achieve their goals. The third way requires a solution integrator rather than a traditional product manager, someone who orchestrates innovation across the entire ecosystem instead of focusing solely on the product. This leader collects user needs system-wide, tracks competitors and partners, documents requirements, prepares strategies, monitors projects, manages launches, and tracks financials, utilizing tools like the Innovation Matrix to categorize innovations by type and risk level. When implementing the third way, start small with manageable local projects using temporary roles and ad hoc teams rather than announcing major structural changes. Only institutionalize the approach after gaining experience. Walt Disney mastered the third way, bundling diverse media under one corporate umbrella. His 1957 diagram positioned theatrical films at the center, surrounded by complementary innovations, theme parks, television, merchandise, and comics. By the early 1950s, the Disney brothers recognized animated features alone were too financially risky. Their ecosystem of complementary innovations enabled the company to thrive. After Walt and Roy's deaths, 1966 and 1971, the company strayed from animation, releasing just 5 animated films from 1970-1984, with declining results. Michael Eisner revitalized Disney as CEO in 1984, sparking a renaissance with hits like The Little Mermaid and The Lion King. Entertainment revenues nearly tripled between 1991 and 1997. After Katzenberg's departure in 1994, performance declined as creative executives prioritized market research over artistic vision, resulting in significant losses by 2001. CEO Bob Iger's 2006 acquisition of Pixar for $7.4 billion marked a dramatic turnaround. Pre-acquisition Disney films averaged $249 million each, while the first 3 films under new management earned over 3 times that amount. Disney flourished when led by those who understood Walt's vision. A third-way organization with animated films at its creative center, providing stories and characters that nourished all other businesses. When Disney produced quality animation, all divisions thrived. When it neglected this core, everything suffered. The third way offers a thoughtful alternative to the disrupt or die mentality. Like Lego and Disney, this approach extracts additional value from core products without fundamentally changing them. Organizations must recognize and protect their crown jewels, those foundational offerings that built their reputation. Deep customer engagement is essential through observation, interviews, support data analysis, advisory boards, and tracking customer departures. Gillette's research revealed men wanted solutions for skin irritation beyond just a closer shave, leading to complementary skincare products. Implementation begins with targeted experimentation. Identify core products with untapped potential, articulate a clear customer promise, develop complementary innovations, and test before broader rollout. The third way requires leadership humility. Challenging assumptions, listening to diverse voices, basing decisions on evidence, and creating safe spaces for experimentation. While disruptive innovation has its place, this approach offers a more sustainable path by orchestrating complementary innovations around core products. Sometimes the most powerful ideas aren't about reinventing the wheel, but finding new ways to make it turn better.